Hi, I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor of Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day. Do you ever struggle with apathy or just wonder how to rekindle the fire of the work of God in your own heart and life? I think a short answer to that is to pray. We should pray always. Pray without ceasing. Pray about everything. I also think there's something to be learned by being a servant leader. Recently, I was asked to speak in a business context about the reality of being servant leaders. So I broke down those thoughts using as an acronym the word servant. If you're struggling to figure out how to live beyond yourself and get past some apathy of everyday routines, whether it's in your life, in your family, in the business where you serve, or the church where you serve, think about it this way. Servant leadership, S. Remember that self-care is not selfish care. Stay healthy as leaders spiritually, emotionally, relationally, and physically. The flip side of that coin is to die to self and be self-sacrificing. E, ego. Of the seven things listed in Proverbs that God hates, first on the list is a proud look. Don't throw away or lose your confidence. Hebrews warns against that. But watch out for arrogance. There is a difference. R, be real. I told those executives that I was speaking with regard to their business, that if they tried to sell me a product, that I'd be far more interested in who they were before I ever heard what they had to say. I think the same is true in ministry and in life in general. None of us are perfect, but be authentic. People will respect that. V, vision. It used to be that casting vision, even in a church, perhaps other organizations as well, was showing people a preferred future and making it so compelling they just wanted to move forward and not stay in the current situation. Now you can do that and people will still say, well, that's nice, but I like where we are. So now you have to show them why you can't stay where you are. You can't stay there for the sake of souls. You can't stay there because of eternity and what's at stake to bring God glory. Letter A, attitude. Both a good attitude and a bad attitude are contagious. You have control over that. Serve with a good attitude. And needs. People's needs have to mean more to us than what they can do for us. And T, thankful. Be a grateful person. Adrian Rogers used to say, you will either be humbly grateful or grumbly hateful. Be the first. In the story of the 10 lepers who were healed, only one came back to say thanks. I'm hard-pressed to doubt but what they were all grateful, but only one expressed gratitude. Prayer and servant leadership could well be the key to changing the culture in your life, your home, your church, or your business. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but emptied himself by taking the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men. Jesus said in Mark 10, for the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve. I hope you have a great November, a wonderful Thanksgiving. Pray often and be a servant leader. God bless you. I'm Bruce Aubrey, pastor of Northside Church in Liverpool, your pastor for the day.